You're such an asshole. All
right, we have a question of which I do not have the correct answer to, because there's no correct answer, because this is dependent upon each individual, especially size, because this guy's pretty tall and big, and he's bigger than me. So what I'm going to recommend to him is not what I'd even recommend to myself, though there's going to be some heavy influence. I'm 62-year-old male, 6'2", 190 pounds, 33 waist. That's called a real man for those of you under 30. I'm a master carpenter and run a small general contracting business. I practice several martial arts and average 15,000 steps a day, 7 days a week. I'm not in the parade of fat people that proudly marches through my Facebook feed. I have a degree in economics and have been a minimalist all my life. The only place I have a small problem with is the abundance of firearms. I got too many AR-15s. I don't think I'll be able to take them to the nursing home, nor will they fit my casket. Well, you could send some to me. I'll take them off your hands. Now, here's my question. If I could have one rifle and one pistol, what would you recommend? Everything is on the table, SBR, suppressor caliber, etc. No full auto and no state restrictions. And the cost needs to be reasonable. What would be the best setup for a healthy man in the 60s and 70s? I'm going to drop some coin in asshole. So I'd like to get a VLE response. I say, okay, well, I said, you know, this is going to up a can of worms, because every wannabe firearms guy is going to be in the comments section. I need to know what kind of environment you'd be living in, city, rural, suburbs, etc. And if you plan on hiking, hunting, or being out in the wilderness at all. He says, okay, PayPal, environment, town of 20,000 people in a wooded place. It's one of those cities where bears wander into town, and within 5 minutes you can be at a homie to pot or standing in a river fly fishing for trout, kind of like Rapid City. Oh, interesting. Okay. Bought the Book of Numbers. I work with a lot of young men, and it is a topic of our lunchtime discussions at least once a week. Thank you for your work. Hey, thanks for helping out the boys and buying the book. Just tell them to get their own damn copy. Don't you lend that out. I want my sales, damn it. I want my sales. Libraries are horrible. Oh, worst invention ever. All right, so you're going to be in a relatively rural area with a population, and there's going to be wildlife there. And you are a bigger guy. Okay, now I'm just going to go with caliber, maybe recommend manufacturers and things like that. You're a big guy, and you work with your hands. So I'm going to imagine you got thick hands. You're going to need a full-size pistol. All right. What rifle and one pistol would you recommend? I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to add more guns, because you need more than just a rifle and a pistol. So for your pistol, you're big enough. I would at least a 40 caliber full-size pistol. If you want, you could probably go up 44 or 45 if you wanted. And the reason, if you're out there in the wilderness and you may want to go with a 44 or what's it called? 357, some large caliber pistol is to drop bears, because I didn't know there were bears out there. Mountain lions are all, you can drop them with a rifle or maybe an OK 9mm. But yeah, bears, you need a larger caliber gun. And since you're a larger guy, it's not like when I shoot a large caliber gun, I'm small, obviously. And they have small handguns that would fit my hand and shoot a high caliber bullet, but there's still a recoil on that. Your frame, your body, you could carry that and have it concealed, the full pistol. You're tall and big enough that it would fit nicer into your hands. You probably got meaty, stubby sausages, so you're going on a bigger guard. So yeah, a full-size pistol would be just fine. The manufacturer, I'm not really wedded to one or the other. I love my Springfield XD9. That's a compact. they got another generation out now. Everybody swears by Glock. Glocks are fine. I own one. I also own Smith & Wesson. That's not necessarily my retirement plan either. But I would say, without thinking, you want to get yourself at least a 40 caliber, preferably 45. Glock full size, and with full size you get to carry more bullets in there, because when the bear's charging, you're not gonna like, oh, stand back, bear, kapatoo. It's like, no, you're gonna be like, holy crap, a bear, and half your bullets are gonna miss it as it's charging towards you. So there's that. And then for a rifle, I would get a 30-06, a classic long range hunting rifle with a scope, because that way you can take down game and you can take down humans in case they're getting lippy with you from far. Okay, the AR-15 or carbines, they look sexy. Their effective range is up to like 500 yards. Well, that's if you can see it. You know, you're really only looking at, I mean, they're accurate, don't get me wrong, but I'm only good at to about 250 yards. Not because there's anything wrong with the gun. I just can't see the bleeping target. I need a spotter. Unless you got metal targets, then you hear it. And then you can kind of see them wave. And then so, you would want something that goes ideally 1,000 feet or 1,000. I'm sorry. Am I at 300 feet or 300? No, 300 yards. I'm okay at 250. Yeah, you 1,000 yards. You would that'd be okay to have something 1,000 yards because you'd like to stop them the better part of a mile away if you can. And then you got to learn how to use a scope, which is a very important thing. Suppressors, not really. Don't really care. I mean, you know, that's James Bond stuff. If you want to practice and not bother the neighbors, then maybe get a suppressor. But for a rifle, 30-06 scoped rifle. I have a Savage 111, cheap, boring bolt action rifle. Right? If you're more worried about the collapse, maybe you want a rifle semi-automatic that reaches longer ranges. I don't even know if they make a 30-06 semi-automatic rifle. But it's something to consider. But yeah, those would be the two that I'd recommend. Now, that doesn't cover every case, which is why I recommend men have, like, I think it's about 5 guns. All right, so you got your rifle. Let's just stick with that 30-06 scope rifle. Then you have a pistol. For you, it'd be a full-size pistol, preferably a Glock 45 caliber. But let's say you have to go to a private event, a wedding or something, but you would like to be armed, or you're on business or something like that, you're going to want a smaller, more discreet pistol. Problem you're facing, you probably got big meat hooks in it. Like, you're not going to be able to fire a little 380. It just isn't. So maybe you're going to get a compact, not a subcompact, a compact, and you're going to have to go to a gun dealer and find one that works for you. So that may not be an option for you. You may just have to carry a regular full-size pistol the entire time. But for normal people, you know, I got a little 380. It's crap, but it hides really well. It's the size of a wallet. And so it doesn't show when I'm wearing a fitted suit. You're going to want some kind of medium range weapon for protection, not assault. So a carbine like your AR-15s. I have my Taver X95, but the Israeli military gave it up. And now I'm more leaning towards stocked pistols, where you take, it's quote unquote a pistol, but it has a bumper, or not a bumper, it has a stock. And it's basically a carbine, but it takes, you can have pistol rounds. You can also do a 223. But a buddy of mine builds them, and I like them. The reason I got the Taver is because it's tighter. So if I'm indoors, it's a better weapon. And then if I got to go medium range, I don't have to switch weapons. It's as accurate as an AR-15 because the barrel goes into the stock. You may find it too small. A bullpup design is what it falls under. You may find that too small for you because you're larger. You may want to have a full-size AR-15 with a adjustable stock. But a carbine, a semi-automatic carbine of some kind, everybody needs to have. So if you're a smaller guy like me, a bullpup might be okay for you. You would probably just regular full size AR-15, 223, 556. You can go 10 millimeters. If it's out there, they can make it on that platform, but I would just, because you want common ammo. And then for smaller guys, including myself, but even smaller than that, you might want to look into, I don't know what it's called. It's a customized pistol. That it's like a small rifle, a small semi-automatic rifle. It's just more compact. So there's that. Shotgun for waterfowl, if you want to hunt ducks and other things like that for survival purposes. It's not good eating, but it's eating. It also makes a great home defense weapon. And then I don't know if people really need this, but the oh shit gun, where I don't know, someone who's crazed or armed personnel are coming, you know, the government has decided to go full Nazi and they're going to send armed people after you. I would get, what is the SOCOM 458? That, if they got armor, I don't think if it's plated armor, I don't think it'll go through. Not it'll knock them on their ass. It will sure as hell stun them. And I don't know if I'd ever use that unless there was like something really bad. Matter of fact, that's probably what you should use to kill bears. If you want to kill them in style. But your pistol should be fine. But yeah, my buddy, he had built a semi-automatic rifle, 458, and he designed it so the recoil was not as bad. But I was looking at those bullets, I'm like, yeah, that'll stop a car. That'll do a lot of damage. But I'm trying to think, that'd be like the last gun I would get. You know, like if I had to toss one away, I would not, because I don't see. Things are really bad if you're resorting to that one, and it's up close and personal by that time. So then you'd probably just be going to a shotgun or your bullpup. Yeah, and that's about it. I'm not a big fan of fully automatic. You waste through your ammo. I'm a huge fan more than what type of gun. I mean, get a certain type of gun. I'm much more of a fan of training. And I haven't trained that much. I just know I need to train. And I'm talking like drawing, marksmanship, all that. It's just because you bought it, it's no good. I got a sword. Good for you. Do you know how to use it? Yeah. I got a car. Yeah, but do you know how to drive it? And guns are the same thing. But that's what I would do. So shotgun, rifle, carbine. Your case, large caliber, full-size pistol. Other people, maybe compact 9mm for human protection. You can use your 45 for both shooting bear and human. Shotgun. And then things get really bad, your 458. That's what I would do. He sent some pictures. I'm sure other people have comments. Renegade Show, $10. Recommendations for a Montana boy. Kimber 10mm stainless 1911 and on a Rugler Red Hawk 44 Meg Hornady XT PHP ammo. Is that all one Kimber 10mm rifle? Savage 110 270 Winchester. I can smack anything inside 800 yards with mine. Good. Yeah. So, you know, and he shot more rifles than I have. So probably listen to what Renegade says. Renegade, $2. Also an AR plus Mosberg 500 12 gauge shotgun. Okay. And boring things, I don't know, but like putting a flashlight on some of your guns, especially for the home defense ones. Absolutely. Lasers. How far can you see the laser? Can you see do you have a scope? Can you see the laser way out there? All right. Well, then maybe, but that's about it. All right. I'm in South Dakota, man. I'm long gone. I'm out. All right. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.